Other than a disappointing second half after such a good first half.
Yeah, understatement would be say it was disappointing. For all the good things in the first half, there was as many bad things in the second half. For everything that we did well in the first half, we didn't do well in the second half. First half for me was excellent. We were professional. We did our jobs. We were in the right holes. We passed it when we could. We clipped it down the line when it was necessary. We cleared our lines when it was necessary. We tracked runners, you know. We played quite well. It was difficult because of the wind and everything like that. So there wasn't. It was never going to be a great game, expansive football. But we dealt with it well. We dealt with what they tried to throw at us. We dealt with that comfortably. And we got the goal. Obviously, we created a couple of things, a couple of chances, and then we got the goal. Great finish from Sayers. Half time, very positive. You know, we're sort of saying keep it the same. Don't take any risks. You're away from home, playing against a team in the top four. You're 1-0 up. Protect what we've got. We're not saying sit back and be defensive, but don't take stupid risks. Don't gamble. Keep tight. Stay in your roles like you've done. So nothing different. And within what 5 minutes of the second half kicking off, we were, like I say, Leon. He was excellent first half, and he's made one mistake there. But not just about that one mistake from Leon, which he'll hold his hand up and say he should have maybe, well, he should have kicked it down the line. But it's after that that worries me. It's the mentality. We were so spread out, such a big gap between the two centre halves. When we're only 5 minutes into the second half and we're 1-0 up, you know, it's like we've got to be tighter than that. We've got a bit more switched on, a bit more mature than that. It's a little bit naive for me to be sort of spread out, because we weren't in the first half, so I don't get why we did it in the second half. That one's so frustrating that happens. It's difficult for me and Tommy to kind of figure out what happened, because it was, well, that's not what we've told you to do, and it's not what you were doing first half, so I don't understand why you've done it second half. Yeah, Leon's give the ball away, but it happens. First half, people have given the ball away, but we were all in the right spots to mop that up.
The problem was, though, with that goal early on in the second half, it gave Blythe momentum, didn't it?
Of course it does.
And it's dangerous to do that here at Blythe.
Of course it does. It gives them momentum. It lets them off, because, to be fair, they weren't bothering us at all. They weren't really giving us much of a problem. You know, yeah, the big diagonal to Robbie Dale, who was a great player, and I played with Robbie, but big diagonal to him was obviously a good tactic that they tried to use. Decent movement from that up front, but the centre halves in the first half coped with it comfortably. Marzi did a great job, I thought, against Robbie Dale. Yeah, he got a bit in the second half, but we're chasing the game a little bit. But they weren't threatening us, so the only way they were going to get back into it was if we gifted them something, we gave them something, you know. I'm not saying we played particularly well, but we were solid, and we did what was necessary under the conditions, but all we had to do was be solid, be ruthless, don't take any chances, try not to make mistakes. Everyone does, but try not to make mistakes. If someone does make a mistake, then everyone else is in the right holes to be that safety net. And we didn't do it second half, and that's a frustrating thing. We should have won that game 1-0 if we'd have done the same as we did in the first half. So it's stuff to work on. But I think it's more of a mentality thing. You know, it's a mentality thing rather than you know, rather than anything really technical or tactical that the lads need to work on. It's a mentality. I think they've scored that goal a bit out of the blue. We gifted them it, and then there was a kind of a bit of a panic.
How do you put that right then?
Fill them with confidence, drill them, get them so they completely understand what their roles are, what we expect. Like you said, I don't know. It wasn't a mental weakness like they've given up. It certainly wasn't that, because they didn't. They were all fighting for it right till the end. It was just a bit of a. It was, you know, you wanted to carry on doing what they were doing in the first half, and they didn't. The goal's gone in, and it was like, right, now what? And we were trying to force the ball a little bit, where in the first half we didn't. Yeah, you clear your lines occasionally, but there was time to play, and we didn't. We kind of forced it, as if it was like, we need to get the ball in front quick, we need to get back in. That's frustrating, but we'll work on that. So there's a lot to work on, but there was a lot of positives. I mean, first half was fantastic. It's just we've gifted them a goal, and then they've got the chins up, gifted them a second goal. And then the third goal, to be honest, was pretty weak, easily avoidable. So that's why I'm so disappointed. It's stuff that could have been avoidable. It's not like they've opened us up.
So plenty to work on in training, both good and bad, during the week ahead of the game against Brackley this week.
Yeah, lots to work on in training, lots of things to think about for me and the gaffer. Lots of things we'll be talking to the lads during the week about certain things. Because I'll tell you, we haven't been here that long, we've only had a couple of training sessions, so we've still got a lot of things that we want to sort of instill in the boys. But lots to work on, but lots of positives as well. Lots of positives. We're not feeling down about it. Yeah, we're disappointed we got beat, but we're not sort of, all, you know, Jesus, there's a mountain to climb. There isn't. The lads are doing well, and we've got some really talented lads. And like I say, for 45 minutes, we were more than a match for a team that are now, what, second in the league. So we've got nothing to worry about as long as we can listen and sort of grow that maturity, that mentality that you need to finish games off. On a horrible day, away from home, you're 1-0 up, you finish it off, you win the game 1-0. You know, you don't give them chances, you don't give them a sniff. That's what we want.